This week's parsha, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Haran. You read Chomer superficially, it seems that immediately, Vayishlach Yitzchok el Yaakov, as Yaakov, Vayelech Paden Aram. And he went to Paden Aram. Then it says, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harana. So, that's a simple way. The Torah is not simple. So Rashi says, no. He went to learn for 14 years in the Yeshiva Shem Behavior. I don't understand. His father told him, go, he's 60 years old, you see, he's not a young fellow here. And he's been learning until age 60, he's been Ishtam Yoshev Aholim, sitting in Yitzchak Avinu's house, learning Torah, each time Yosheva Holim. What does Unklus tell us what Yosheva Holim is? Meshamish Beis Ulpana. He's sitting and learning Torah. So what does he need Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva for 14 years? It's a double problem. At the end of Parshas Vayera, says, after the Akedah, Vayoshev Avram El Norov. So the Medrash says, Yitzchok Heichan Hoya, went to Yeshiva Shem Veiver. Yaakov Avinu, Vayikach Mayavnei Hamokom. He took the stones, put around his head, made a pillow out of it, made a protection out of it. In the morning, it says, and he took the Evan. So, Rashi says, were there Avonim or Evan? So it says, that night, the stones got into a big fight. Ola yoniach tzadik rosh. It's a medrash. Medrash asks the question, how many stones did he put there? Medrash tells us a story. Yaakov Avinu, when he got the brachas from Yitzchok, what did Yitzchok tell him? V'yit l'cha is birkas Avraham, l'cha zarecha itoch. The bris of Avraham Avinu, that there will be a nation of Klal Yisrael. That will be fulfilled through you. Forget Esau. Yaakov was nervous. Yaakov was very nervous. What happened with the brachas? Because in the brachas that he got, it's all of Yinloch Elkim, Yitala Shemayim, Yishmane Oretz, wealth, etc. That was not important to him. The question was, who was going to found Klal Yisrael? Now, he brought the Bechorah from Esav. But Esav had a charat on the deal. Charasi lokach. And he wasn't sure, was he going to be Zohar? So then, Yitzchak Avinu tells him, V'yit l'chaz b'ikaz Avram l'chaz arach itoch, l'rish t'chaz eretz megurach, and you're going to get, you'll continue the Masorah, Klal Yisrael will come from you, and you'll get Eretz Yisrael. And that's independent of all the other brachas. Okay. Who's going to found Klal Yisrael? Medrash says, how many stones were there? One mandama says two stones. One mandama says three stones. One mandama says 12 stones. and it tells us a story. Yaakov Avinu is now, after 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Eva, he's on the way to Padan Aram. And what's going on in his mind? What's going on in his mind? He's going to get married. Nowadays, what goes on in people's mind, they look for shidduchim. Half my life is getting telephone calls about shidduchim. Shidduchim this way, bochim this way, every shidduchim. So, what is Yaakov Avinu on the way for shidduch looking for? So, he's looking, he's going to be, will he be zocha to found Klal Yisrael or not found Klal Yisrael? And there was a Masorah. And who's going to found Klal Yisrael will have 12 children. And those 12 children will be 12 Shvatim. If they all remain faithful to the Masorah of Avraham Avinu, that's how Klal Yisrael will begin. So, one man d'amar of two says, took one stone, says, this is Avraham Avinu, chesed. Avraham Avinu was in Zoch. There's another stone, Gvura of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was in Zoch. When I wake up in the morning, all those two stones of one, I merge the midos of Yitzchak and midos of Avraham Avinu together. They become one midah, then I know I'm going to be zocha to build Klal Yisrael. On his mind, he's building Klal Yisrael. Yud Beis Shvatim, there are 12 drachim in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch. Each shevet represents a different derech. Yaakov Avinu is Emes and Torah Teferes. He represents all of the different darchei Avodah of HaKadosh Baruch. And from him, and he says, I have 12 stones. If those 12 stones become one stone in the morning, I'll be zocher to build Klal Yisrael. I will incorporate all the different darchei avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and each of my sons will take a separate derech from me. Three stones. But what's on his mind? He's building Klal Yisrael. And he's nervous. And he has this dream. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha Elokei Yitzchak. Haaretz Hashtocha Bo. I am now confirming what Yitzchak Avinu says. You're getting Eretz Yisrael. You're the Hemshech of Avraham Avinu. We woke up in the morning. But he's going, where's he going? He's going to Lavan's house. That's in the middle of the dream. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Klal Yisrael is going to come out of him. But when he wakes up in the morning, he sees all the stones, 2, 3, 12, whatever it is, all together. Later on, when he talks to Lavan after the 7 years. Havali Ishti. So Rashi says, I have to begin building Klal Yisrael. She's a mission. Now, it's not so easy. What was he out to achieve? What was he out to accomplish? How do you build Klal Yisrael? Yaakov took the midas of Avram, all the darchei avodah, and had to perfect. The Malachi Elokim, Olim V'Yardim Bo, says Rashi. What is Olim V'Yardim Bo? Because in the Kisei HaKavod, if you took him Yecheskel, so there are four faces. One is Dmus Odom. Now, there's no such thing as anonymous Odom. Odom is a specific Odom. There's no anonymous Odom. So whose specific face is there? Yaakov Avinu. He's the Pchir Shabbos. The three of us, he was the perfect one. He merged the midas of Avram and Yitzchak together. All the different Darchei Avodah were unified with him. And that's why he could build Klal Yisrael. He had Chesed and Gvura merge in Yaakov, which is Torah. The Ramban talks that there are different types of emes in this world. There's the emes of Mal, Matom, emes of Mata. And the perfect emes, how to function in this world, is the emes of Yaakov Avinu. That's Torah, that's the Tiferes. Now, Yaakov was a man on a mission. And he knew to be Zolcha to build Klal Yisrael meant he had to be in a certain Madrega in order that from him should come out the Hampshire. And he basically said it. Avram Avinu wasn't Zolcha. Yitzhak Avinu wasn't Zolcha. I want to be Zolcha. Now, how does he prepare himself for that? Yes, he's a tzaddik, he's this, he's Yoshev Aholim. From the moment he was born, he had Neshama, Tahoru, Kadosha. 100%. But he knows, in order to be Zocha, to get that Madrega that you can build Klal Yisrael, you have to prepare himself. So, he went to a secluded environment. It was based Medish, Hashem Ve'ev. Avram Avinu, Chazal tells Yoshev Yeshiva. He had a yeshiva. But it was an open environment. People were all over the place, coming, going. Yitzhak Avinu, Bodhi Binim Vayeshiv says, in an open environment, people coming, going all the time. And that's the difference between that and the yeshiva of Shem Ve'eva. Shem Ve'eva is a closed environment. For those Yechidei school who wanted to work on the type of Torah they were learning at that point, Yitzhak Avinu, after he reached a certain Madrega, the Akedah, wanted to solidify that Madrega. And make sure it won't be just a passing thing. He went to learn the Beis Medrash Shebe. You learn Torah to solidify your Madrega. Yaakov Avinu, in order to prepare himself to live in Lavan's house for 22 years, to found Klal Yisrael, and to stay in that Madrega, in Lavan Garti. What did he say? In Lavan Garti. Tayeg mitzvah shamarati shalom lamadati mimaisav klum. He's going into a totally corrupt environment. There's Avodah Zarah there, there's Sheker, there's Gneva. Totally corrupt. And he wants to come out having that environment, having no hashpa on him whatsoever. How do you do that? Think it's pasha? Not pasha. Sit learning Yeshem Ve'eva for 14 years. Torah has an incredible power on people. An incredible power on people. Let's try to understand. When we try to understand why we sit and learn Torah, maybe not immediately apparent. Yes, every morning we say V'salma Torah Keneged Kulam. Very important. Every morning we talk in our davening about the importance of Limud HaTorah. Let's try to understand it a little better. Limud HaTorah, let's begin with Rambam says, the end of Hilchos Mikvos, a very important Rambam. I speak about it all the time because it's very important. Rambam says, you want to change your personality. Get rid of bad midos. Get rid of wrong ideas. Be tovel b'mei das ha-tohor. Go, there's a mikveh out there that's waiting for you. What's that mikveh called? Masechta Nedarim, Masechta Shavuos. Masechta Baba Kama, Masechta Baba Metzia, Masechta Baba Basra, Kitten Kedushin, Bracha, Shabbos, Erev, Pesachim, whatever Masechta you want. But Torah doesn't automatically change you. It says you have to do a tvilah. Go, and you have to do two things, the Rambam says, for Torah to change. You have to want the Torah to change you. He has to have kavonis tahara, And then there has to be immersion in it. Tovel. When you go to mikveh, and you're all the way in the mikveh, but you leave your little finger out, guess what? Tomei. You do something, you have a chatzitza. Tomei. It's total immersion and total connection to Torah. Give yourself over to Torah. Connect to Torah completely. And it changes. So Gemara. Ma anachal ma'ale es ha'odem mituma latara. After v'ei Torah, ma'ale es ha'odem mituma latara. Gemara and brachas. In cholim toyu ka'olo ka'olim notar. Very one powerful idea. Torah changes you. Why? And that's why does Torah change? Let's just read some of the things we say in davening. Avinu Malkeinu, Bavur Avosini Shabbat Chucha. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, how did they learn Torah? Vatlam Den Chukei Chayim. You taught them the Chukei Chayim. You taught Avram, you taught Yitzchak, you taught Yaakov. Chukei Chayim. What does that mean? Kodesh Baruch Hu sets down rules for us to live our life by. And these are absolute rules. What did Avraham Avinu tell him in Melech Rakin Yerushal Kimba Mokam Azarach Harim? There are no absolutes. You know, the idiocy of the United States to get rid of the police. Get rid of everything. I mean, total idiots. They don't want rules, absolutes. Freedom. The answer is no. Torah says there are absolutes in the world. This is mutter, and this is also, this has to be done. There are gedarim that have to be enforced. And sometimes you don't understand why the gedarim are there. It's called chukei chayim. And we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kein choneinu uslam deinu. You teach it to us. Well, how does the Kodesh Baruch Hu teach it to me? You know, this morning I was learning. I was trying to understand a very difficult tosis. I didn't expect the Kodesh Baruch Hu all of a sudden to hear, I would hear a little voice. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is the pshat in the tosis. No, I didn't hear that this morning. So we say here. How are you going to teach us? How are Kodesh Baruch Hu teaches me Torah? Avinu ha'av ha'rachamon. It's very good to learn Siddur. One of the biggest, best musas for him I know is Siddur. Okay. Hamarachem rachem oleinu. Have rachmanas on me. I want everyone to think about this tomorrow morning when they daven shacharis. The same belief, Beinu Lahovinu Lahaskil. Give me the ability to Lahovin Lahaskil, Vishmo Alimu Dulamid. That the more I understand Torah, the better I'll be able to fulfill Torah. And then what we say, Vahor Einenu Basar Secha. You open my eyes. That means, I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that when I sit in that tosis, I'm going to hear a little voice. The pshat in tosis is, no. It doesn't happen that way. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, open my eyes, that give me that understanding, Lahovinu Lahaskil. Okay. And then, we say three things. V'hoi reinenu basar secho. Through learning of Torah, through understanding Torah, not just flipping pages. Flipping pages is one of the biggest stupidities that ever covered people. What do we talk? Understand. But it's not stam understand. Yeah, I can, at this point in my life, why should I daven this? I can translate the words. I have no problem translating all the words. No, but I come to a Tosfos, it's not translating words. Getting a deep understanding of Torah. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened my eyes to what really Tosfos wants, what the Rambam wants, the Rambam wants, what Ravina wants, what Rav Ashi wants. Because I want to be changed. And I want to learn the Chukei Chayim. I want to understand how to go through this life, this world. And once I do that, what do we say? Then we have an interesting phrase here. Dabek libeinu b'mitzvosecho. Doesn't say we begin, we'll learn, ulakayim is called the very Talmud Torah Secho B'yav. We'll learn to be able to makayim. But then there's a next step after lakayim. You know what that next step is? Dabek libeinu b'mitzvosecho. I'll be dovek, I'll be connected to Torah, to mitzvahs. Okay, first, what do I have to do? First thing I have to do is learn Torah. Then I'll know how to keep Shabbos. But just keeping Shabbos is not enough. I have to be dovek in Shabbos. I have to connect to Shabbos. And dovek means attached, totally attached to Shabbos. Dabek libeinu b'mitzvosech. How do I get to dabek libeinu b'mitzvosech? From the hor inenu b'sarosech. And once I have a hor inenu b'sarosech, and I have a dabek libeinu b'mitzvosech, and then I have a third batreg. Yachel levavenu le'yir shemech. What does yichud mean? Yachel levavenu. You want to know what Yichud means? We'll turn to Tfilas Geshem. That we say before we begin Mashiv Ruach Mordechai Geshem. Yaakov Avinu comes to Haran. Right? And Yaakov Avinu comes to Haran. There's a bear basada, and they say, and this bear, Yaakov says, why are the people not? He says, because there's a massive rock on this to make sure that only the people of Haran get water from that bear. It's a bear basada. And you take all the shepherds together, push it off and put it back, and until everyone comes, there's no strength. Vayigash Yaakov v'yogel ha'seven. Yaakov went v'yogel ha'seven. Cool. So maybe Yaakov was struggling to do it, says Rashi. No. Kodem shehemaver sapkak me'alpli. Just like you took a bottle cap off the top of the bottle. Poof. Just like that. Wait a second. They needed 30 shepherds to do it. Yaakov, poof. How did that happen? So we say it. And through this Geshem. They have in this thing through this Geshem. Musaf Lashalosh would go through this Geshem, 403. Says it here in Tfilas Geshem. Okay. Zochor to'an maglo v'ova yarden mayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered the one who took his makel, or yichad leiv, he became totally focused, v'gal even mipipi ber mayim. When a person can be totally focused, in many instances in that, absolute focus, develop tremendous power. Yachal Lev means total, complete focus. Yachil v'aveinu la'avishmach. What does that mean? Yerushamayim avas ha'tor. But when does a person have that ability to total focus on that? Third madrega. Ho'ayinayinu b'sar ha'secha. Dabek li'beinu mitzvecha. V'yachil v'aveinu la'avo yerushmach. That it all begins with a deep understanding of Torah, an immersion in Torah. Now, what is Torah? When we after Kriya Shema, we say Udvarav, the Dvar Hashem, that's Torah, Choyim v'Kayomim. Ne'emonim, they are faithful, that means they will achieve what they're supposed to achieve. Ne'echmodim, they're very pleasant. Lo'ad olo me'olom. Why? Because we said, Torah is emes, v'yatzi, v'nochem, v'kayim, v'yosha, v'nemon, v'ohu, v'chovid, v'nechma, v'noyim, v'nor, adam, v'sukum, v'kubo, v'tov, v'yof, it's beautiful. But to get to the beauty of Torah, to see, the most beautiful thing. It's beautiful Torah. You have to go through 15 steps. You have to begin first realizing as it's in this. The Mishnah, the Braisa, last Perek of Pirkei Avos, tells us a very interesting thing. Halome Torah Lishma. Learn Torah Lishma. He's zoch ledvarim harbe. He's masamech hasamakom, masamech hasabrios. It's all sorts of things. Umoromamto al kol hamaisim. It makes you the most elevated individual above all other creatures in this world. Torah changes. Why does Torah change? Because it's very simple. Very complicated, but very simple. Torah is Dvar Hashem. If I sit down, that this Chochmah is the Chochmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm connecting my mind to the Chochmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm bending my mind to the Chochmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can sit down and say, oh, this Gemara makes no sense. No. This is Dvar Hashem, this is the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch. If it doesn't make sense, change your mind. Something's wrong with your mind. Adapt your mind, bend your mind until you understand it. We begin learning Torah with tremendous anova. Because we're not stam learning Shakespeare, Plato, or some other Chochmah. It's HaKadosh Baruch's Chochmah. And we're connecting our mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind. And we're bending our mind to our mind will think along the same paths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind. So if it doesn't make sense, that's because change your mind till it makes sense. Figure it out so it does make sense. Because this is Emes. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emes. By connecting my mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind. By connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through learning Torah. That's the Mataya. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Ashrechem Yisrael. Mi Mataya Eschem? Avinu Shabashamayim Hu Mataya Eschem. Shneg Mikvi Yisrael Hashem. Rambam says, Yitovu B'mei Das HaTohar. You immerse yourself, your mind, in the waters of pure knowledge. That's because Mikvi Yisrael Hashem, I'm connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that changes me. You may not see it in the first dose or the second dose, but little by little, the more you tovel yourself in Torah, Torah changed, you become a different human being. Good human being, a bad human being, success. Ramam to kol ha'maisim. Chomish ha'sik v'talmud Torah is a mesala. Shenemo m'matona nachliel machliel bomos m'bomos ha'gaya shebestemov. So the Gemara says, begins a few words before, midbar matona, misha osim atzmo midbar. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu give him, that means, I give myself over totally to Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me a matona. Matona nachliya, it becomes a nachl, a guy, and I become a superior person. Yaakov Avinu is out to do the impossible. He's out to build Klal Yisrael in the house of Lavan. Where are you going? You want to have Midas Emes, which is the Yisod of Yaakov Avinu, belief in one God, into a house full of Avodah Zarah and full of Sheker and Geneva. That's the challenge. Mishpoch says, yeah, you're building Klal Yisrael. See if you can do it there. So what does Yaakov Avinu say? Wait a second. To meet that challenge, I have to sit and learn the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Avir total focus for 14 years. To build myself up to that in Madrega that I can withstand all of those forces. Unbelievable forces. Yaakov's Emes, as I said last week, Emes. Medrash says, Emes. You spent 22 years in your father-in-law's house, and when he searches everything, he doesn't find the fork, doesn't find the spoon, doesn't find anything there. Who can say that? Who can say? Nothing. Emes. Ki chol kochi. Love and stealing from left and right, he's keeping his deal with love and he's doing his thing. Keeping the emes in a house of Sheker and Geneva. Keeping belief in one God in a house of Avodah Zarah. How did Yaakov... So Yaakov was standing there with these stones. Says, am I going to be Socha or not going to be Socha? If I have unified within myself all the Darchei Avodah and all the Midas, and I've done it in the proper balance and way, then I know I'll be Socha. Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to him in a dream. You're building Klal Yisrael. You're getting Eretz Yisrael. And he wakes up, it's all one stone. Preparing for life. Preparing to build a family. Requires immersion in Torah. We live in a crazy world, and it's not getting better, it's getting crazier and crazier every day. And we're not impervious. We have all the different hashpahs from every different place. And we're growing up in a crazy, corrupt world. How do we keep our focus? To make sure that we're continuing in a Torah way. It's only by being taught, by immersing ourselves at this point of your lives in Torah completely and totally. That's it. That was what Yaakov understood. That's, you know, people come to Eretz Yisrael for all sorts of reasons. In the end of the day, whether you realize it or not, the degree to which you put yourself totally and completely into your Limud HaTorah is the degree to which you're going to prepare yourself for the next 120 years of your life to be B'nai Torah, to function in this world in a totally Torah-dic way. Torah can change you, can uplift you, can make you a different human being. But you have to want it to do that. doesn't happen by itself. It requires being meshabbat yourself to limanat Torah in a total and complete way. Whether you'll be a Rosh Hashiva, you'll be a businessman, you'll be a doctor, a lawyer, or they call in English a solicitor or an accountant, whatever it is. To do it in a Torah-dika way requires deep, deep immersion in Torah. That it should change you till it penetrates you. It's the Mechilta. Close with the Mechilta. Mechilta says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take Klal Yisrael in the Midbar for 40 years? Now that's a crazy question. You know why he did it? Because it's Chayda Meragim. Mechilta says something a little deeper. After the Chayda Meragim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid. Says it. Zeh Porish L'Zeitzo V'Zeh Porish L'Zadehu. Well, commentary to Israel says the Madriga you're on at this point. No. It's not it. Because if I bring you into Eretz Yisrael now, he says, you're going to your field, you're going to your vineyard, you're going to your orchard, and all you're doing is being preoccupied with your different forms of parnassus. However, parnassus, whatever parnassus. For Torah matehe olel, what's going to be with the Torah? Elo, says the Mechol. Sivav olsom aboyim shana b'midbo. Took them 40 years in the midbo. Ad she Torah nivlu be'evarim. Until Torah penetrated their entire being. So now, I know. Doesn't mean they didn't go to the field, doesn't mean they didn't go to the vineyard, or they didn't go to their orchard. No, they did. It was after Torah was Nifl Be'evarim. They could do as Torah, they could choose. That's what Yaakov needed. And that's what every one of you needs, every human, every Jew. And if it was true in other times, it's certainly true in these crazy times. Torah has to be Nifl Be'evarim. It has to penetrate you. And then it can change you and make you a totally different human being.